It's found to really look at things from two positions and see a totally different figure. Now, I have had many people ask me, Pastor, either you were wrong, or God was wrong, or Dave Wilkerson was wrong. Because you get two different, totally different pictures. I let them know. God's always right. And I could sure be wrong. Dave Wilkerson can sure be wrong, but God is always right. But I let them know that there, and this is just the truth, there are two ways to see things. There is tremendous darkness in this old world from ground level. There's blackness. Things look horrible. But it's at the same time, from God's point of view, things are different. Now look at Isaiah chapter 5. The calendar date had not changed. The political situation had not changed. The world conditions in the world hadn't changed. But notice, look, did change. In verse 30 of chapter 5, and in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold, darkness and sorrow. And the light is darkened, and the heavens are of blackness.
Alien, thoughts where worrying is, say, ground level.
But in that year, Isaiah saw something. In the year that King Uzziah died, I not only saw that darkness, that awful situation, I saw all says, Lord. And then things looked different. And he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, telling me that he was in command. He was on the throne on that. He was in control. Then he said, put high and lifted up, and his train fell the temple. It was a beautiful sight that God was not a defeated God in chains, but he had that train of great glories following him, his train filled the temple. Then it said, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, and here's the viewpoint. Here's what Isaiah found out. He said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Whenever you see the Lord of hosts, it's referring to the heavenly armies, his heavenly beings there. They said, the earth. That's where he saw up in heaven. Then he looked down.
Is that the world down there?
And yes, it's a different world. The one I saw was the world of darkness, the sorrow, and the heartache. Oh, no. That whole earth is full of his glory. True. Will you? Oh, you're the
angel. I've seen.
Praise God. When we can look up, catch a glimpse of the Almighty, then look down on things will be different. That's what happened to Balaam in Numbers, the 24th chapter. In the 23rd chapter, he had been looking at things underneath. Oh, what a very horrific situation there is on this earth. And he said, then I saw the Almighty. And this said of the man, he said, go to see the Almighty. Now, he said, all things look so different. The people are like a well-watered garden with flowers. And God himself was walking among them with his water spot, caring for each individual. Didn't have a mass irrigation system. He didn't just have a blanket rule for everybody. He said everybody had their individual needs. So here he comes with this little water bucket for every individual plant. And that's what God is doing. As you look down through his eyes, you see God walking among them. God. Standing neath me. Oh, yeah. Praise God. I think you ought to shout hallelujah than that word. Praise God. The whole earth is filled with his glory.
Praise God. Sure, there's some dark times. But you can change the color of that darkness by moving you a little closer to God.
Hallelujah. Recognizing that He is in control when your eyes are seeing like Balaam, that vision of the Almighty. I wasn't going to mention this to you today, but I'm going to. I feel that this group of people that comes on Friday is one of the key groups, actually, channels,
footsteps
from your lives. I feel life-giving strength that comes from God. Through you, God pours out His life. You become a catalyst for many, many people. You become channels of blessing. There's an openness before God. There's an hunger. You wouldn't be here on a Friday morning. It's something that God has put in your heart. I feel in talking about the glory of God and in our position before God. If the enemy could get our eyes just onto little things, that really didn't amount to very much. I was making my report for next Wednesday's the church advance meetings. God has given us a beautiful year here at Central Assembly, and I was thinking of the gains that we see and numbers and so on, and the Lord lifted my eye and let me see that what He has accomplished is something that we will never know unless we could somehow get up and look at His book, where God Himself keeps the records. And the impact of what God has done through this church in a worldwide ministry, instead of 50 people, instead of 100 people, instead of 1,000 people, the impact. It cannot be weighed with small numbers and say, look what has been accomplished, because whatever has happened, God is doing it, and it's worldwide. Praise God. And I thought the day before yesterday, if I received a call from a lady that just returned from Iceland. She said, she called me from Seattle, and she said, Pastor, literally thousands of people are turning to God because they've listened to those messages. And then somebody has sent over there, and they've been reduplicated. And they're having meetings in homes and prayer meetings, and there's the community, the country, though it's not a heavily populated country, has turned their hearts to God. Olivia, and she just recurred. She said, I cannot believe what I'm seeing happen. I have a letter on my desk right now, where a man is writing from Europe, and said that he had been delegated to write. That's it. Large groups of people in Denmark, in Holland, in France, Switzerland, and Germany have been listening to these messages, and their lives have been so turned around, and so many people have found the Lord. He said they wanted me to write and beg you if we had to just come in over here and just share first with all of these people a convention in each one of these countries. I don't know when. The only way I would go is if the Lord Himself let me know that this was necessary. It looks like He'd already gotten His job done at all those people concerning the Lord. But the thing is that, but around the world, God is doing something very special. The Spirit said He had given wings to those messages, and that He is accompanying them. And I believe it, don't you? Amen. Praise God, I believe it. But this has created a real,
what I say, satanic agent.
Because Satan knows his time is short. He doesn't know what God is doing, but he's got some ideas what it might be doing. And all he has done down through the years is create delaying action. Like when Moses was going to be born, he didn't know where he was going to be born. He didn't know much about it. He wasn't near as smart as people give him credit for. He didn't know that it was Moses, so he had all the babies. And he didn't know just when, so he had to take all of them 2 years old and under. Same way when Christ was born. Satan is not, he's an angel that does not have the ability to be omnipresent everywhere at once. He doesn't have the ability to be omniscient, to know everything. Though he has been an archangel, a saint. Lucifer was named. But just as there are angels of God in different realms, there's the leading angel Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and as a coordinator of God's great organization. God is so highly oriented, like the star of the heavens, and it's our so effort. God's organization is absolutely beautiful, but he has beginning on this earth the ministering spirits who live right here with us. That God says they encamp around those. They take their orders from the Lord, yeah, from the Holy Spirit, and they're helping us all the time, ministering to us. And they can mirror the hurts, the cares. They can know the objections. They can know the strains and the pressures, and they're around on us.
Yeah, on us.
And they carry through within them the heartbeats of Jesus, because his love and his care and his concern. Then there are the angels that God has set forth on special assignment, a special task force to accomplish his work. This task force that he has out in the world now that will not listen to any objections, the ministering spirits, hands. But these angels that are bringing people to a point of choice, set Gabriel and his light into the world, working the world around right now, they're busy. Then there's the great warring angels that are equipped to do battle with the forces of darkness. And the coordination of God's great planning is the most beautiful thing that you can imagine. And all of them, there's these angels that are all like general angels with their various responsibilities under them, a chain of command. When Lucifer fell, he took a section. So he has the chain of command also. And there are tides, higher, steaming wings, and some that move on down to a lesser degree. But the word speaks of the princes of darkness. That they're higher in Satan's category. I'm not giving you a lesson on demonology. I'm mentioning this to you so you can see something that God is doing. Finally, Satan has made a special delaying tactic or an effort to hurt God's word. If he felt God was doing something at any time in history, he has gathered together the princes of darkness, and they have used all of the strategies possible to try and hurt what God was doing. For example, when Daniel, they knew that something was happening, that Daniel was being contacted, and it caused the princes of darkness to want to stop, if possible, the message that God was bringing through Daniel. And when Gabriel came against a great fury, for 21 days he was delayed. He told Daniel this. 21 days. Because they were at Ganner to hinder him in coming. And he said the Holy Spirit then finally sentenced the greatest angel of might of the of all of the warring angels. He is not quite the same rank and Gabriel, but he is the top of the in command of that of the island of the warring angels. And Michael came down, and because of the tremendous spiritual might of this angel, he was able to split darkness, all of those faults of that, and said, "Can you get on his tooth?" Well, and so when Gabriel was talking to Daniel about it, he said, "Daniel, it was what? I couldn't get through it for 21 days, but Michael came, and he said, I want you to know." And I always read that wrong until he told me differently. I thought that maybe they were all so busy that they couldn't get anybody else because they said only Michael stood with me. But what he was really saying, all he ever was Michael to stand with me, push him back and praise God. Well, the reason I mention this, God's doing something very special now. And when I say this, it's without any type of elevation of this church, this people, but it's somehow in the plan of God that was laid out who knows how long ago. God's great plan and purpose. God keeps his plan, you see, and his work. But because of what God is doing and the ministry and the fact that he has chosen, just like he did in Daniel's time, as a point to pour his message and his word, a special insight for this day. And it's a touchdown place, there's no question about, for angelic beings. Satan has recognized that. He doesn't want to follow about this, but he has brought princes of darkness trying to stop. On the Monday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened. I heard something halfway, well, maybe 5 or 6 steps away from my bed toward the stairs. I heard something downstairs, and I went down. It was a tremendous activity going on down right down in our house. So I went down, and I am in awe. I am focused in such awe of what God is doing. I can hardly talk about it. But I saw there this angel that has been assigned to Gabriel, Rioni, and 3 other general angels, if you use that term, that were generals, or at least captains of the hosts of heaven. And I could hear them picking messages from the Holy Spirit and sending out commands, the 4 of them in there in my living room. And Gabriel met me at the foot of the stairs. And I know this sounds trite, it sounds strange to you, but it's a fact. He met me and took me into our family room and talked with me and told me these very things that I'm telling you, that the princes of darkness, because of what God is doing, had endeavored to fight against these angelic beings. And he said, the Holy Spirit, knowing the way the enemy is working, when he knows he has but a short time, and has brought to this area, for this particular time, these princes of darkness, he said, God has sent Michael here with me. I had never seen Michael before, but he introduced me to Michael.
Took it.
And that's when he told me that because of the tremendous might, that He needed no other force other than Michael to push back the powers of darkness when he came to Daniel.
Right.
But he said the Holy Spirit had sent Michael and his angels, and they were surrounding this.
Not just our place, but because of the millions of them that had come.
Michael talked with me quite at length, but his countenance was more, though I could sense compassion and love, and he's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, because there's the nature. Heaven's, the atmosphere of heaven is the nature of Jesus. And these angelic beings all have that nature.
That new tremendous thing.
And then, but I sense that more of a fierce,
countenance, chiseled features.
And the description of him, that Zenobib of the angelic beings was even at a more complete there, as I saw this. He was drenched like zebra, had that wine gold belt about him. His white tunic was,
yes,
had a kind of gold embroidery on it. But his feet joins just like the color of someone that had a white man with a deep tan. And like Daniel said, it was like burnished brain, just shone, and his hands and his arm. But there was such a definite command about it. I could see if a human being felt this way, I just know how what it would mean any course of the darkness. Michael told me something that I had never put in perspectives before. But I realize that people have to forget their little boxes, the doctrines when God brings truth, because God can do what he wants to do and knows what he wants to do. But Michael didn't say that he was trying to fit anything he was telling me and support anybody, particular person's views. He just told me what he was going to do. And he said, I never the assignments. Up till now, he said, up until this point in time that God has, our task is not to destroy Satan, but to scatter the forces of darkness, to hold them in abeyance, to overcome, to keep them from God's people, or from people. But he said, I have an assignment that I'm waiting for, where I'm not going to have to show any respect for Lucifer anymore. He said that assignment is to sweep the heavens clean of every single demon from an angel. And he said, we will not lay in our own for Stephen wine. He said, if you are not aware of it, though there is some type of an evil force at least 24 hours a day that's trying to approach God to accuse God's people of things God's already forgiven them for, because he cannot see things the way God sees them. He knows they're forgiven, but he keeps accusing people. But he said, the last one, Aeol, is going to be swept clean. He said that he knows Lucifer is going to try and fight, but he doesn't have a chance. Praise God. He said, you want to read about this? He said, with coming, you can turn to, he said, it's found in Revelation 12, and verses 7 through 10. I didn't know that Michael had any angels before. I thought, this is the way the word jumpers. And so it said there was Lord in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the old dragon. And the dragon, it says, decided to fight back, but he could not prevail. And so he sent
there was no place left for them. And they were questioning. They were all cast out.
And during that time, the reason why those days of tribulation are going to be so bad is because every last one of the devils of hell, that is, the demons of hell, are going to be on the earth.
You can read it. You can read it in those words. I have never read it when they left. And I was out to me. I thought I had that pretty well divided up and put into little packages, you know.
But he didn't even try and fit it in anything.
See,
I thought, well, this was something making reference to way back when that originally happened. But that is the one he's making reference to. He said, I believe it's the 10th verse, said this one was, they accused all of the brethren day and night. Well, they weren't any brethren that time when he was up there before, you see. And he didn't make the nation. Pharaoh couldn't warn any nation. So, when God cast him out of his favor and cast him down, he became the prince of this power of the air, of the heaven's realm, but he's going to be swept clean.
Holy.
Praise the Lord of God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Find coming right from the presence of God. The power and the force in that house was so strong that it was most of the day, Monday, had gone by before I could hardly move.
Because, see, the human body is not really made to contain that force, that rage. I know it wouldn't hurt me because God wouldn't do something that would hurt. But see, there's a reaction to it. It's not a bad reaction, but I'll, you know it, and it's
something that has an impact on it.
Did
I said, God's in control. Hallelujah. And when what was happening there in that living room? Was that Creoni and these things under angels of equal rank with him were convening
giant, great armies of heaven.
And that, of course, a battle goes on.
Hallelujah.
Grains.
He said when he left, he said, we're leaving these forces here for as long as they're needed. And they were here Sunday. And they, during the day, and I don't know whether some of you probably remember Mike Davis saying that he could hardly stand up there. His knees were still weak. He was feeling that. Raising these, they told me that they were in the service.
Then he shot.
But there, I don't know how long this great army sit here. I know the ministry spirits are here all the time, see. But there was an army that he didn't have. I feel that
it's hard for a new money to toss again. What's actually changed? I think we could say, well, it's some kind of strange. But eagerly, folks, the Creator and the heaven, earth is doing something special. And these appearances are not just because the angels decide they want to come. They cannot come. They cannot appear. They cannot see.
I went, fuck this. Go down to it. Hey, the parent.
And he said, I don't know how you feel. I believe there's some of them around here right now.
Enemy of God.
Phrase. I like to lift our voice on hands and words of the Lord.
We trust that you have enjoyed this message on Michael and his angels. For more information, be sure to listen to the message. This is your daddy.